This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off the Kicksville. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hipworms, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes attired.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
I might be able to go to a strip club, but you know they say don't touch the dancer?
Well, now you won't want to.
They mean it.
Like no after
fun. No lap dances?
Nope. That's not going to happen. You can't. I mean, look, when they say don't touch, like, seriously, you can't. I mean, nothing.
Yeah, I mean.
They don't want to touch you. You can't touch them.
This is part of what they think will be the aftermath.
And not only. Okay, let's think about one of the places that we know to be a place where you can go to a buffet. You can go get a steak. You can go to a strip club.
They have a salad bar.
They have a salad bar.
Not a buffet.
You could do the.
I think
the
salad bar's done too, right?
Salad bar's got to be done.
Get Sharon Tongs, grab those bits of boiled egg.
I mean, I always enjoyed the steak bites there. I never really got down with the salad bar.
Okay. Either way, some of the things that. You won't be a man toll booths. More than likely, there's no reason to stop and hand somebody cash.
Yeah.
Which is not good. Rugby, wrestling, boxing, as far as sports go, this is going to be yet to be developed as far as how close you can be with someone. I know the NBA said they might get back to work here within a couple of weeks.
And the UFC's talking about having fights next month,
yeah.
In a couple of weeks.
He doesn't care, yeah.
You probably will not be getting communion in the same way if you ever decide to do that again. There'll be no one big goblet up there, and the priest won't just wipe
don't
half
pass
of,
it around,
half
right,
of
man.
A cup and then hand it to you, and then hand it half, you know, clean it, then hand it to the next guy, which
but
I always
but you're wiping it with the same rag,
thought
man.
Was just a little bit weird.
Look, it is. When this all started, that was one of the first things I told my mom. I was like, stop going to church.
How did we all get herpes? And then physical offices, the quick work-at-home shift with the Zoom meetings that we're doing and everything else. A lot of people are saying, hey, why are we going to spend this money on this retail spot? As far as not being even retail, it's not brick and mortar, it's just an office space.
Yeah.
Why are we renting this place?
Why am I spending all this money? We can work from home, and if you work from home, you can actually get a tax write-off on the square footage that you use. I mean, people save
even
money,
think about
companies
it. There's
9
money. Million printers in here, all right? There's 9 yeah. million printers in here. Actually, there's two or three of them. They're just big industrial size, and they work very well. We don't need a lot of them. But the bottom line is, no one's printing up stuff right now. Business is going on, as it always has.
Sure.
You know, you think about what all the things that are not needed and not being used anymore, the expenses that are incurred on that stuff, the office business model.
I would think that has to change,
will
right?
completely change. Now, you might meet once a week. You might meet a couple times a week.
Zoom it!
Well, for the most part, that's
right. Random, I don't need to come in. Just zoom it, man. Random. Oh, let's go to Idaho. Random, hello, Vanessa. Random, welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Vanessa, you're in Idaho?
I am. I'm in Boise. Hi, Ted. We went to the BSU game. My uncle runs Meltdown. How are you doing?
Oh, Vanessa, what's up?
Did you meet her in Idaho?
Yeah.
At a bar? Okay.
Well, I mean, I met her years ago at a festival. And right, her uncle Josh is started it.
All right, so nice. All right, your festival. Let's go with this one. What was one of the most favorite things that you've dressed up in or dressed up as? Halloween party, whatever, anything. Yeah. What have you dressed up as?
I definitely did Prince one year.
Okay. Are you tiny enough to do Prince? Prince only weighed 105 pounds.
Yeah, I'm going to be 31 on Wednesday, and I'm pushing 130.
That's not bad at all.
Off Prince.
Then you're Prince.
Okay. What are you doing for your birthday? I have to ask.
It's kind of like a liquor and whores and stay quarantine kind of birthday. Everything shut down, so
yeah,
can't really go out for like Ruth Chris or anything.
Do they have a Ruth Chris in Idaho?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, you do? Okay, I didn't know.
In Boise.
And they're building the first Anthony's here.
Ooh. Oh, nice. Seafood action.
Yeah.
You know it's fresh
Anthony's
in Idaho.
Port, which okay. is not on the coast.
So you said you live in Boise.
I do.
And how dead is it in Boise? Or is it, because I know Idaho is one of those states that's not exactly 100% locked down. So how different is it?
So to put it into perspective, so like Washington's percentage is 4.6. New York is 4.9. We're 2.9%.
So there's not the case.
Okay.
All right. That makes
sense.
So
it's bad. But people here are rich, and so they're freaking out.
Well, but in pocket, you do have a lot of money in Idaho. Understandably, people will come out. But the people who come in,
they buy
hundreds and hundreds of acres.
Yeah.
So far as Idaho, as it already positions itself as a state, it's not that it's desolate so much. Is the population is not that big for the size of the actual geography of the
state. The spread should be a lot slower.
So, per capita, yes. No, not a lot of people have acreage. If anything, there's just huge housing developments going everywhere.
Okay. And what about, have you seen the pictures of the just, and I'm not kidding, mountains of potatoes that are being buried?
No, I have not seen that.
It's impressive.
Let's just put it this way. This New Year's Eve, we probably won't have a potato drop from a crane.
Probably
that's
not.
That's a real bummer. I'm sorry. I would drive out for that to watch them drop a single potato.
One thing
on
I wanted this year.
It looks like a big spudly turd falling from a crane.
Well, you know, here in Seattle, we drop a salmon.
Yeah, exactly. You guys really do drop the biggest.
It doesn't take 3 hours to get out from downtown.
That's a good point. Have that.
That's a good point. Okay. Would you meet her at a festival?
Yeah. That's the story about going to see a Boise State game, and we had another mutual friend who was in Boise.
Oh, and you guys
and I
met
said,
up.
How will I find you? He goes, I'm with the Black Blues.
<You're> right.
We walked into a very crowded bar before a game and found him.
Right away.
There he is.
Reason we asked, what did you dress up as? This is a bizarre story. Mount Juliet's police on Sunday arrested a man after they say the stranger broke into a home and frightened a six-year-old girl. According to police, at about 2 o'clock, officers responded to a home on Dunedin Drive to search for the suspect, who a homeowner said unlawfully entered the back door of a home. A resident then confronted the man in the backyard of the house after realizing he was just inside. The man did run, police said, and shortly after, officers found him nearby in a nearby street. They identified the suspect as Richard Muzak. According to police, a preliminary investigation revealed he thought he was at someone else's home and looking for another individual, which was why he was dressed up in a gorilla costume when he accidentally frightened the six-year-old girl.
My bad.
And then went running from the house, dressed in a gorilla.
They'll never find me.
But he was arrested because he pranked the wrong house, dressed as said gorilla. The plan did not go well.
Hello, Josh. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hola!
Josh, welcome to the program. Yeah, liquor and horse to you. Okay, Josh, even if you're not really artistic, there's at least maybe one thing that you can draw. What is the one thing that you have the most confidence that you could draw?
You already know the answer.
Honestly, a sword.
You could draw a sword?
Yeah, when I was a kid, I couldn't draw a stick figure to save a life, but for some reason I can draw some pretty badass-looking swords.
Okay, that's cool.
Can you draw in general, or is it just swords is something you can do?
Just swords. My artistic talent's actually cooking.
Okay,
not a bad thing. All right, well, I mean, look.
Comes in handy right now.
Yeah, there were like two or three things that I could draw off the top of my head growing up.
The penis.
Van Halen logo.
Yeah, well, sure, the band logos.
Like stuff like that. Kiss, as far as the lettering is concerned.
So, in other words, you could write letters.
I could do the font. It was the font that I could do.
Right, then AC/DC, it's AC, Lightning Bolt, DC.
I could do Ziggy letters. I could draw like a dog. Draw a couple other things.
Just drawing a tree is easy.
Yeah, drawing a tree, that's how you learn, like, with the V's and how you learn to branch.
Let me see your tree.
My tree? Oh,
yeah, go ahead, draw a tree.
I don't have the greatest tree in the world, but I mean, it's
you
like,
just said they're easy to do.
Like any kind of tree, you just make some branches like this, and you go like this, and you start doing V's, brother. Like one V, two V's, three V's, and eventually you just break out. I'm just doing a slop job here.
Cause no, I want to see it. My kid handed me this, and yeah, I had to guess what it is.
Like that.
Mine is awful.
Yeah, this looks like it. I mean, I didn't take any time on that.
I would think it is a ghost making it rain.
I can put a
look at that.
I can put a knot in there.
That's a tree, Ted?
Hey, look, I draw penises on TV when I'm trying to draw nutcrackers.
Speaking of drawing penises, that's why we asked what the thing is that you can draw. As they say, AI has made some huge leaps in the last few years.
Huge.
But it just regressed into middle school humor territory. Someone trained an AI program so that it can take any simple shape you draw and turn it into a crude pencil sketch of male genitalia. The guy who did it started with a neural network created by Google called SketchRNN that can recognize doodles. Then he fed it thousands of sketches of men's junk just so it could learn what to draw. The best part is he launched a website where anyone can try it out. The name of the site is a little too crude for radio, but just Google the D word, then RNN, and you'll find it. It works best if you start with the undercarriage and let the AI take care of the more stiff part of the drawing. The sketches aren't great. Sometimes it completely misses the mark, but it might keep your 12-year-old inner self entertained for a while. If you want to go,
I was entertained. Did you see any of the actual images?
It's a ton of different ones.
Yeah, I mean, it could draw any kind of penis you're looking for.
Yeah, about 100 different kinds of penises.
And it was just like, that was the article.
From the most basic to the most detailed.
It could do anything we want it to, so we taught it to draw penises.
That's about right.
That's what this guy did.
Random. We have the national pandemic, but first, can you draw a penis?
Hey, man, you need that thing draw a penis.
Could you? Come on, let's see. Oh, damn, that's good. Hello, Garrett. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
All right, Garrett, welcome to the program. I ran a question. Let's go with this one. Garrett, would you say you're gaining or losing weight during the lockdown? Are you gaining weight or are you losing weight? Are you staying the same?
I'm staying steady.
Staying real steady.
What'd you say now? You got more skinny?
No, steady going. No difference, really.
Okay. Do you eat the same or are you
a little bit more?
Do you eat any different? I mean, eating more at home now, less junk food? What's the deal?
Probably more at home, yeah.
Okay. And you haven't lost any weight? It seems like when you eat at home, you eat a little bit more healthy. I don't know. Maybe that's a misnomer.
I think it depends on your income. Goes a long way. And then after that, I think it's more that when you go out to eat, if you're going to Cheesecake Factory, you are not there for health reasons.
No.
You are there to throw down for your taste buds, right?
Yeah. Well, the question, have you gained the quarantine 15 yet? An extra 15 pounds from eating on the couch all day?
I thought 10 inches.
The problem might be bigger than we thought. 79% of Americans in a new survey said their eating habits have been the same or better during the lockdown. But a lot of people are going at it. 21% of people say their overall diet has been worse because of the lockdown. They've been cooking more meals at home with healthier ingredients, about 45%. More people say they're trying to eat more fruits and vegetables.
Trying.
20% say they've been snacking a whole lot more. And only 10% said they're getting more delivery and takeout than they have. One group that is eating worse is people who are already doing it. 45% of people with high BMIs admit they're paying less attention to their diet right now at all. But more people are doing yoga at home, which does nothing for your metabolism. So that's fun. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Your guess is good as mine. Coming up, categories today: comfort foods and household pets. Your guess is good as mine. Right after these emails from the men's room at mensroomlive.com. You've got All right, let's jump right into the birthdays. Ola Macholos, it's my son Logan's third birthday. He finds y'all's antics hysterical, even though he has no idea what it all means. So could he get some of Thrill Shotgun Gets and a little kid fish sandwich for his birthday? Cheers, guys. That from Luke.
Fish sandwich.
Guys, we love the show, and today is my daughter Sophia's birthday. She is 10 years old today, Sophie, and her favorite part of the show is the birthday greetings. She would also love a big daily double cat birth. Is that the big...
I think it's our audio daily
double. Audio daily double. I think it's just the original daily double, isn't it?
We'll play both. We'll figure out which one.
Followed by a little kid fish sandwich. This will make her day. Thanks, guys, for Mom, Dad, and her brother, Thomas. Yeah, this is it. Guys, big old shout-out for our buddy Luke, a.k.a. Big Squish. Happy birthday, you sexy stud muffin. We get a ladies' man fish sandwich and the dirty Germans talking about banging the drums with sweaty drumsticks. That from Shane, Katie, and Nathan.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
Yeah, I prefer to play with my hands because nothing quite feels like the skins resting against my palms.
Yeah, playing these skins is a lot like having actual sex. Sometimes you have to do it protectively and puts that giant rubber cap over it.
Yeah, and stretch a chain over part of you.
Did you guys ever do that?
Tighten your nuts.
Did you ever do that, Miles?
What's that?
Did you ever try to learn how to play drums and you got to put that mat down?
Yeah, oh, yeah. All the time.
That's their way of saying, you suck and we know it.
It's terrible. Or your parents' way of saying, I'm not buying you a drum set. Oh, guys, and Wobbin, please wish my son Farron a happy 20th birthday. This birthday he has earned like no other. Last 7 months, he's been battling leukemia with 3 rounds of chemo and a bone marrow transplant. He's in remission now, and his shaggy face pubes are now growing back like Wolverine. Oh, and Thrill, he requested lots of fried food, so today I went
nice.
Bought an air fryer.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Can Coach Ted give him a pep talk of living a cancer-free life, if we could, please?
I'll tell you what, Coach is happy for this one, man. Generally, that's the life we all want to live. Good job. You got through it. You're on the backside. Enjoy that fryer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, you will enjoy the fryer.
Yeah.
We made a new fan because of the fryer. That's all I'm saying.
How about he's getting some bone marrow?
You mean in the fryer?
I mean, if you got a bone marrow transplant, like save your life, I'm going in for some bone marrow.
Well, as a general rule, if you ever get a transplant, you want to taste it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
you got to eat exactly what you got.
You must eat, yeah.
It's so decadent. So thick. Today is my beautiful wife Julia's 36th birthday. We were supposed to go on a Mexican cruise earlier this month. Obviously, that was canceled.
Adios.
So I was hoping I could get the dirty Germans to wish her a happy birthday and let her know all the fun we missed out on. Thanks, guys, for what you do.
Yeah, it is a shame I could not meet you in Mexico. I was going to introduce you to my dirty friend. His name is Sanchez.
Yeah, so I was going to introduce you to the Ted Churro. See if you can get all the sugar off in one swipe.
The Ted Churro.
Oh, yeah. It's sweet and... yeah, Rob, that's the look you should have. Ted Churros.
Guys, want to wish Buddy Jay Ray, pronounced the boss man, a happy birthday. Can I get a Leroy Jenkins? Followed by you guys talking all over each other about drywallers using the bathroom in bottles and leaving them on our construction sites. Thanks, guys, for being the eye in our world storm. That from D-Dog. Guys and Wobbin, today's my 38th birthday. I was supposed to be in lovely Las Vegas today. We know that's not an option. So instead, I would love to hear the dirty Germans talking about loose slots. It would be a great present to make up everything that's being canceled. Thanks so much. That from Ted.
Yeah, I'm sitting on top of my loose slot right now.
Yeah, loose slots are the best. So it's my favorite type to invite over.
Yeah.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Can you please wish my, I'm going to guess, wife Alice a very happy birthday? Could she have Goofy and Mickey tell her about all the fun we'll be having with her after the quarantine is lifted? Thank you so much, guys. That from March.
Well, guys, you're waiting to have all this fun waiting for the quarantine to be lifted. We're going to have a whole lot more fun when your dress is lifted.
Yeah, and the funny thing is, I'm going to come over dressed as the Mad Hatter and take your wife to Wonderland.
Leroy Jenkins, bitches!
that time of year again, the tone of the year, or the time of the year where I ask you to wish the love of my life a very happy birthday. So if you would, please give Erica some birthday wishes while talking all over yourselves about her sweet, sweet butt. I love you and can't wait to make you my wife again. Thanks, fellas. That from the Reverend Benoit. Can't wait to make you my wife again. Does that mean there's a window open right now?
I don't know, but whatever's kind of like that, I can't help but make myself cannibalism.
There's no
baby with someone else. For the taste of that.
Sounds like, yeah. But Jolos, let's see. It is my 44th trip around the Big Orange thing, and what better way to spend another day at work as an essential worker than to hear Wobbin Fox tell me in German that I should have married her instead of my current wife. That would be fun. That's from Woody in Chattanooga, who's listening on Rock 105 in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Says, by the way, guys, since all sincerity, tornadoes just missed my home 2 weeks ago. Lots of damage here in Chattanooga on top of the COVID-19. If you don't read my birthday email on the air, maybe just give a little love to Chattanooga during the hard time. The devastation is insane. Now, Robin, say something dirty.
Thanks, Miles. That's
sure.
Seamless seg there.
Jump on that.
Yeah, get
here's
on that.
To Chattanooga.
Wipe that up.
Yes. Ja, du bist doch nicht ganz dicht.
Please give a birthday shout out to my amazing husband, Joshua. He is celebrating his 45th down here in beautiful, gritty city Tacoma. He would love a fish sandwich, a Leroy Jenkins, and the Dirty Germans talking about working in emergency management. Thanks so much, guys. That from Kate.
Fish sandwich.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins.
Yeah, it is good that you work in emergency management, because one night with me, you will need the emergency management.
Yeah. So she sees this new emergency management. I saw this in the Sutherland. It's a woman has boobs that glow. Looks like flashing light.
Hello, Cholo is known to many as Kevin and also as OP for the one punch delivered effectively to shut up an ass years ago at a party. Guys, he is battling some non-COVID health-related issues and is super PO'd about the prospect of no UW football sailgating season this summer, which we attend every game via boat, always wearing shorts because it's boating, you know? Due to some of the meds he's taking, he's currently unable to enjoy the 420. So please hook him up with a bong rip and Coach Ted discussing the season that probably won't be for UW Husky football.
Coach isn't sure. Who knows if it'll be a season or not. But I will tell you one thing. As a Husky fan, you can tailgate by boat. This might be the one place you can actually still somewhat do your tailgate.
That's true. A good point.
Yeah. And even if there's no games this year, maybe at a certain point when you're feeling a little bit better, you guys get out of that damn boat and you crack some beers.
That's a strong point.
I just want to know, Todd, did you guys go to the Wendy's when I was sitting out there for a while? Well, there's a Wendy's right there.
I did not go.
All right. Well, it's kind of, you had to swim out, unless you had a boat. Hold on, Cholos. My husband will write in, so I'm writing myself. My name is Joanne, and I'm 56 today. Please have Mickey and Goofy talk about what my red-hot Mexican lover of a husband needs to do for me tonight. And a little kid fish sandwich, please. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, just put Vaseline over all the knuckles.
I mean, it sounds like we're back to Ted Chiro's. Maybe also it's time to play Hide the Tamale. It comes out steaming hot.
All right, guys, here we go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday! Happy, happy, happy birthday! Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, bitches.
Yaz of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweineflash.
All right, let's get a contestant on the line for your guess is as good as mine. We'll take caller 9 right now at 844-999. Ola, in the meantime, a couple extra emails. Congratulations, guys. The subject is the air fryer. My mom was never a big fan. We've listened to you guys for decades, but the men's room has always been background noise for her while she's driving.
Oh, thank you.
Until she heard Thrill talking about the air fryer. Now she's a fan. She enjoys her air fryer and hearing others talk about them. And Thrill is so enthusiastic about it.
Yes.
So now she's a fan. That from the lovely Melissa.
I'm doing God's work here, Miles.
Subject apologies. I mentioned the GoWise 12-quart air fryer last week, but failed to mention the fact that it includes a rotisserie and rotisserie skewers.
Okay.
Those allow you to cook 6 kebabs at once, nice and even.
Damn.
Whole birds, link meats, plus the basket and the trays. I have been eating infused kebabs the day I emailed you. Thank you, gentlemen, or Miss Robin, for the work you do. I understand it keeps you sane, but it also provides a lot of us an escape from the current situation and from our own demons. That from Kat.
You know what, Kat?
Join the air fryer.
You cook your demons in the air fryer, too. Tasty. Crispy.
Thinking about this rotisserie chicken now.
I didn't know they offered that until after I bought my air fryer.
Old Macholo's catching up on the show
there
and the podcast on radio.com. First of all, I cannot stop giggling uncontrollably since hearing about Mike's Beanie Barn. I've never heard of the Beanie Barn before, so I had to Google it. Somehow the thought of Mike having one of these is both the most precious and saddest fun fact ever. More importantly, I'll have you know that yummy brand Dino Buddies are a very fine and tasty product. Dino Buddies, is that a dinosaur nugget?
I don't know.
I'm 36
Dino
years
Buddies.
Dino Buddies? I buy them. What are they?
Yeah, it's got to be the diamond-shaped. Well, Dino, I didn't know.
All right, well, I didn't know. It's still a dinosaur.
Dino.
Dino is like, you know what I mean, from the Flintstones. I don't know how
it's
you pronounce
also
that.
At least 80% of the men in New Jersey.
I buy them in a 5-pound box at Costco, but they're so great, I don't even have an air fryer yet. In fact, I might be enjoying a red with some Dino Buddies by the time you read this.
It's Dino, also, God damn it!
It's Dino, like the dinosaur in the Flintstones. It should also be noted that I have a maturity level of a Dino Buddy target audience. Still,
it's Dino, man.
Dino, whatever. Not that you asked. Anyway, can't wait to taste my Dino Buddies fresh out of the air fryer. I just ordered on Amazon. Thanks, guys, for keeping us all laughing and sane. Best of luck to you and your family.
Yeah, they're dinosaur-shaped chicken nuggets.
Ah, that's from a lovely lady.
They used to sell chicken-shaped dinosaur nuggets. Not as popular.
Yeah. All right, Tom, it's time for a little Your Guess Is As Good As Mine. It's an easy game to play. We get a contestant online. You pick from one of two categories. And then from there, you see if you can get as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out. So, Steve, who is our contestant, ready to play Your Guess Is As Good As Mine?
Hello, Samantha. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
Samantha, welcome to the program. Your guess is as good as mine. You got two categories here to pick from, and then we'll go from there. All right, so Sam, what do you want to do? Do you want to do the top 10 best house pets or the top 10 most and best comfort foods that you can hunker down with here during all this COVID stuff? So we have the 10 best comfort foods or the 10 best house pets?
Let's go comfort foods. I've been doing a lot of cooking.
All right, Samantha.
Got any yeast?
No.
Okay. Samantha, the way the game is played is you need to get as many right out of the top 10 as far as the world of comfort foods before three strikes and you're out. And just so you know, I've printed up 15 of these because some are really going to piss you off that they did not make the top 10. But either way, these are the foods that bring people comfort. So what is your first guess in the category?
Mac and cheese.
All right.
Number one.
Oh, wow.
That is the biggest one of them all. Macaroni and cheese, whether you put lobster in it, you make it out of a box, you do Velveetas and shells, you make your own pan mac and cheese.
Right now, that is the most popular comfort food out there.
I was going to tell you kittens, so maybe don't listen to me.
Okay. Macaroni and cheese, number one. What's your next guess here, Samantha?
We'll do one of my favorites, biscuits and gravy.
Ooh.
Biscuits and gravy, huh?
Biscuits and gravy is a great call. No. All right, Samantha, now that you've gotten biscuits and gravy, I'm going to give you a little help because you got that one wrong. There are no breakfast foods on the list of the 10 best comfort foods. You want to think about dinner and dessert here. Just so you know, pancakes did make it at number 11. That was the closest any breakfast food item got to making the list.
Okay.
Well, let's think about the world of fast food, right?
But does burgers count as a comfort
food? Burgers, you have fried chicken, you have tacos. To me, like, your comfort food when you're sitting at home. I don't know, man. Honestly, I'd guess fried chicken.
Oh, you know what? Go grilled cheese.
Oh,
people love grilled cheese.
Yeah, let's do grilled cheese, actually.
Oh, grilled cheese is a great guess. Unfortunately, that's number 13 on the list. Oh, 13.
Are you serious?
13.
You've already eaten all that mac and cheese.
One is going to piss you off more than mac and cheese, more than grilled cheese, Ted. There's one on this list that's going to infuriate you that it does not make the top 10. Maybe not thought of as necessarily a comfort food. I think of it as one. I had it last night.
Pizza?
That's what I was going to say. Pizza.
Pizza. Samantha, that's strike number 3. I'm so sorry.
Wow.
Pizza's number 12.
Samantha, you are just terrible at this.
That's what's going on. Okay, so number 15, Steve. If you never thought you wanted to be more mad than you are right now, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Number 15?
Number 15.
All right.
I mean, I get it to some degree. To me, that is my go-to number one.
Number 14 is beef and noodles. Just so you know.
Beef and noodles?
That is that an English thing? I mean,
I guess like beef stroganoff.
Okay.
I guess.
Grilled cheese sandwich comes in at number 13. Pizza is number 12, and pancakes come in at number 11. Do you guys want to give a crack to filling the top 9 best comfort foods other than macaroni and cheese?
I'm going
to
guess burgers.
Hamburgers are number 5.
All right.
Ooh.
I'm going to guess fried chicken.
Oh, wait a minute. Holy cow.
What?
Okay.
Are you reading that list wrong?
I did read that list wrong. Oh, man. See?
Wait.
I screwed Samantha over. Grilled cheese on my list. Number 13. It's actually number 6 on the list. I don't know how that happened.
So Samantha was kind of crushing it.
No, she wasn't. She already had 2 strikes. But grilled cheese showed up on the list. I don't know why it's on there twice. It makes no sense.
Oh, Samantha.
All right, what's your next guess? Sorry, Samantha. I screwed you over.
What did I guess?
All right, so pizza's not burgers. What about chicken wings or chips?
Chicken wings is not on the list.
Chinese food.
Chinese food is not on the list.
People suggesting ice cream and or meatloaf.
Meatloaf is number 4.
All right, okay. That's a meatloaf.
Okay.
Sucked.
You guys have talked about a couple things earlier that you didn't get a guess on. The meatloaf sucked. Oh, that's right.
It was my fault.
The one that looked like banana bread.
Correct.
Okay.
You cook it too long?
No, it was just pre-made. I should have made it at home myself. I was being lazy and I got caught.
Okay. Meatloaf, hamburgers, grilled cheese, macaroni and cheese. What's the top 10 best comfort foods?
What about ribs?
Ribs, not on the list.
Damn. Tacos.
Not on the list.
Fried chicken.
Number 3.
All right.
We're eating mac and cheese.
What do you always have with fried chicken if you can? At least I do.
Biscuits, mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes is my favorite side with fried chicken.
Where's mashed potatoes?
Mashed potatoes is number 2.
All right.
Damn.
Macaroni and cheese, number 1. Mashed potatoes,
does
number 2.
Does anyone poop? That's why they eat the fried chicken. You got
fried
potatoes
chicken
and
is number 3. These are the comfort foods that people love the most. Number 4 is meatloaf. Number 5 is hamburgers. Number 6 is grilled cheese. There are 4 remaining.
You're saying ice cream
there
is not
two,
top 10.
There are 2 all-American things on here. When I say
apple
all-American.
Pie.
Apple pie is number 9. What's the other thing that's always known as being all-American?
Hot dog. That's it.
You missed out on one down at the Dodger Stadium, not to bring that up.
I know.
Not to bring it up. Not to bring it up.
But you could have had a Dodger dog for opening day.
You could have.
In L.A.
What's the one comfort food that we always think about when we're sick?
Soup. Chicken noodle soup.
Chicken noodle soup, specifically number 8. And what's our favorite thing to grill up no matter what if we can?
Steak.
Steak is number 7. Top 10 comfort food. According to voters online, number 10 would be hot dogs. Number 9 is apple pie. Coming in at 8, chicken noodle soup, followed by steak at 7, grilled cheese at 6, hamburgers at 5, meatloaf at 4. And number 3, fried chicken. Number 2, taters of the mashed potato style. And the number 1 thing that people love the most on comfort foods, macaroni and cheese.
That's almost like a whole buffet.
I'm actually kind of hungry, yeah.
That you can never eat, because now they've shut down all the buffets. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hold up, bitches. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Coming up in 8 minutes, we will drink, we will toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. But first, quick check into Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, the World War II vet who raised over $50 million for charity now has a number one single.
Someone got him to cover the Jerry and the Pacemaker song "You'll Never Walk Alone" with a bunch of healthcare workers.
Didn't he walk alone?
I think he. I believe he did. Yes.
I mean, just I get what they're doing. I get the spirit, but like the dude literally walked alone.
He's now the oldest person to ever have a number one hit single in the UK. He will be 100 years old this Thursday.
He should have done "Walk This Way" with Run DMC.
That would have been awesome.
Walk this way.
I got new Adidas.
A land artist named Stan Hurd paid tribute to the frontline workers by mowing a design into his field in Kansas. So from the air, it looks like flowers in a vase with a, with the words "thank you" written on it.
Thank you to no one who's flying up above that can see this.
Exactly.
Thank
Luckily,
you.
I have a drone, took a picture of myself.
Hopefully an alien will fly over.
And let's face it, everyone else, it would have been a penis. I can't believe the Nazca lines, like in Peru. It's like, this looks like a giant scorpion. This might be a peak. That sure as hell's a penis right there.
Let's see. Two neighbors in California who become friends during the lockdown just realized that they're related. They both have relatives in Norway, and it turns out that they have the same great-great-grandfather.
Huh.
That is
all right.
That is very strange.
How many connections before you're not related anymore is my question.
Third cousin.
Third cousin.
I think it's too deep after that.
I don't know.
I mean, you're still cousins.
You see what I'm asking,
yeah,
right?
I do. Where's the cutoff as far as are you family or not?
Exactly.
I think it depends how far back it goes, right? So if we're fifth cousins, we don't care. But if we can say, hey, but our great-great-great-great-grandpappy was so-and-so, then we're excited to say we're related.
Once you start into the steps of the world and all that, the extended family, I think would probably be the best way to describe it.
That's fair.
Yeah, I think it also just depends. Like I have cousins that are like third cousins, but they just lived in the area, so we just call them cousins.
Right, because you know them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you're black, man, either your brother or cousin.
What's up, cousin?
A man in London live streamed himself clapping for healthcare workers for 24 hours straight.
I can't possibly be getting on anyone's nerves.
Yeah, really bother your shoulders, I think, after a while.
Yeah, you have no skin on your hands left. He actually raised money for charity. How much do you think he raised? Clapping for 24 hours. How much could somebody actually
$100,000.
$100,000? 10 any guesses?
I'll say $1 million.
$1 million? Steve, any guesses?
$20,000.
$20,000? $10,000, actually.
$10,000.
That's it. 24 hours of clapping.
I wonder how much that is a minute. You know what I mean?
Not a
right?
lot.
Yeah. At what point are you just kind of clapping your hands together at once? Like, can you just do, like, the world's slowest slow clap?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For 24 hours?
I'm a loud clapper.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Gotta get some impact on that thing.
Mm-hmm.
A 6-year-old kid in Canada set up a free joke stand at the end of his driveway where he tells jokes to people who walk by just to lift their spirits.
Yeah.
It's a great idea.
Nobody to pay for them.
He says he knows about 16 or 17 jokes that are pretty good, plus a few from his sister that he doesn't think are that great.
There were some kids in Alaska trying to lift people's spirits, so they did a phone line for jokes.
Okay.
So one kid would record a joke every single day.
All right.
And they put it up. They crashed the phone number. So many
no
people
kidding.
Were calling in to find out their jokes. They're just stupid, corny-ass
of course.
Jokes. People are eating them up.
What did Mr. Spock find
exactly.
in the toilet?
Exactly.
The captain's log.
All right, what's my favorite one? Why was Tigger's head in the toilet?
Why?
He was looking for poo.
Those kinds of jokes.
Those kinds of jokes.
You know why? Sorry.
No, go ahead, hit us.
Do it. All right, do you know why there's no casinos in Africa?
No casinos in Africa? Why?
There's too many cheetahs.
Oh, he's lying.
Jesus.
He's lying.
Yeah, so here we got cat jokes, bitches.
A man in New Jersey passed out and crashed into a tree, possibly because he'd had an N95 mask on for several hours while driving and actually didn't get enough oxygen.
Actually, it was going to be the shot of the day.
Oh, damn it.
And it's a she. I had she on mine either
way. Gotcha. It just says a guy. I don't know. You know what? We'll find out coming up during the shot of the day.
Maybe it's going around.
A small library.
Maybe more than one person.
A small library in England hired someone to give it a deep clean while it's closed during the lockdown, and the cleaner decided to rearrange all the books based on size.
No.
Oh, really?
Library.
Unless you really know the Dewey Decimal System one way or another, who cares?
Right. Everyone looking for a bug.
Do you really know what 100 series or what anymore?
No.
I don't. I used to when I was a kid.
I barely
did.
Because
I used to refile books. Because my mom was a librarian. But
right.
I mean.
Was your mom a librarian?
Yeah. She got a library science degree.
Why do you say that with such a disdain?
I mean, because I had to learn all that crap growing up and it drove me nuts.
I was always, she was a hooker.
I spent all the time in the library.
She was a well-read woman.
Oh, God. I mean, some books.
Library rage.
One of the librarians always have suggestions.
You should read this. You should read that. I'm like, you are so far out of touch with what I like and think it's entertaining. It's unbelievable.
Hey, you should tell that to Netflix.
Yeah.
Because you watch this. Like, well, why the hell would you think I want to watch that?
I think that you would really enjoy the Hardy Boys series.
I love the Hardy Boys series. Yes. Yes.
I did.
I bet.
Those are great books.
I was a, what was his name? Matt Christopher? He wrote, like, sports books.
Ah, okay.
Catcher with a glass arm or some crap.
Not the catcher in the rod.
Catcher with the glass arm.
Not the classic. Right. The catcher with the glass. I'll take this book and make it something else.
Jesus.
One of the benefits of all the social distancing, the spread of STDs has plummeted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
More than one virus ain't getting around.
That's right.
But nobody can go out and do nothing.
Tackle one at a time. Would you risk it? Yeah, hell you would. Yeah, I know.
For the biscuit?
Yeah.
Risk it for the biscuit. Welcome to the new game show.
Coming on, Granny.
New game show. Chicago's public health director says swimming pools aren't a great idea during the crisis and introduced people to the term fecal shedding.
Shedding.
Oh, shed.
Jesus.
Shedding.
Jeez.
All right. I said shedding. We're all right. Don't freak out on me. A woman was so turned off by what her boyfriend called her in bed that she's considering breaking it off.
What do you call it?
I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Take my cock headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. In the meantime, let's get a contestant online for Profile This. We will take caller 9 at 844-999. Hola.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.